From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is holding a hearing this morning to look into an extravagant conference held by the General Services Administration at taxpayer expense. It's the second of this week's four hearings. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the conference cost more than $800,000 and violated a number of government rules.
The 2010 GSA Western Regions Conference in Las Vegas was a bash of epic proportions for the 300 government employees who attended, complete with commemorative coins. Here's how Martha Johnson describes it.
A raucous, extravagant, arrogant, self-congratulatory event that ultimately belittled federal workers.
Johnson is the now former head of GSA, and she was testifying at an oversight committee hearing yesterday. She resigned after scandal over the conference broke out. In addition to today's hearing, there are two more scheduled for later this week. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The top Pentagon officer says military leaders are embarrassed by allegations of military personnel consorting with prostitutes in Colombia ahead of President Obama's arrival for the Summit of the Americas last weekend. General Martin Dempsey speaks here at a Pentagon news conference.
Several of our members distracted the issue from what was a very important regional engagement for our president. So we let the boss down because nobody's talking about what went on in Colombia other than this incident.
11 Secret Service agents are also accused. Pentagon officials say the number of military members involved in the possible scandal now appears greater than the five people originally cited. Diplomats and government officials from the West and the Arab world are meeting in Paris today to coordinate sanctions against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's repressive regime. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the gathering takes place as Syria's tenuous ceasefire between government forces and rebels appears to be unraveling.
Representatives from the Arab League and the European Union are among more than 50 participants meeting in closed-door talks in Paris today under the Friends of Syria banner. Activists say Assad's forces continue to pound the opposition stronghold city of Homs, despite a UN-brokered ceasefire that went into effect this week. Diplomats claim a string of EU, US, and other sanctions should be maintained and are affecting Assad by curbing Syria's ability to export oil and do business abroad. Participants in the meeting today say they want to keep up pressure on the Assad regime to end the 13 months of violence that has killed an estimated 9,000 people. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
As of a few minutes ago, the retired space shuttle Discovery is airborne again atop a jumbo jet headed to its final location from Kennedy Space Center to a Smithsonian Institution hangar outside Washington, D.C. This is NPR News. The deadline for filing federal income tax returns is midnight tonight, but tens of millions of Americans have not yet filed, despite getting an extra 2 days this year beyond the usual April 15th date. NPR's Craig Windham joins us. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
So, why do so many people put off filing until the bitter end? A common question here. And what do experts say is the best option for them if they do?
Well, many of these last-minute filers are like Ellen Primsberger of New York.
Last year we had to pay, and it was particularly painful, so we decided to just put it off until the last possible moment.
No one likes to pay, but I spoke with Linda DeMarler, who's a tax accountant in Maryland. She says people who rush to try to finish their returns today are more prone to make mistakes.
I call those golf returns. In other words, they probably have 18 holes in them that need to be fixed. And most people are lazy, and they'll file that return, and they'll never go back and fill in those 18 holes.
So what does she suggest?
Well, DeMarler advises people who have not yet finished their returns to request an extension of time to file instead.
It's automatic until October 15th. So it gives you plenty of time to file.
The extension request can be filed online this year at the Internal Revenue Service website, irs.gov, but any tax that's owed is still due today.
Thanks very much, Craig, and good luck to anyone who's at the last minute here. That's NPR's Craig Windham with us. The man on trial for killing 77 people in Norway tells a court today his bombing and shooting rampage was not a crime, but rather a spectacular act of nationalism. Anders Breivik's prepared statement attacks Norwegian and European governments. This is NPR News.